Welcome to Sensitively Flourishing. My name is Yasmin and I'm your host. This is a safe space for all sensitive individuals to discuss life and its lessons through our perspective, while also learning tips and tools to embrace your sensitivity. Girl, who told you you can be sensitive and flourish? Listen every Thursday as we learn to embrace our sensitivity together. Welcome back to a new episode of Sensitively Flourishing. I'm your host, Yasmin. Today's episode is Flourishing 22. I named it Flourishing 22 because we all are growing so beautifully. So why not flourish in 2022? So yeah, today's episode is just me giving my thoughts and my goals and different things I have going on in the new year and what I expect or what I have an idea of what I'm trying to do. Also, give you guys some tips to take into the new year to help with different things in life, to help cope and help manage and navigate life with our sensitive traits and our empath traits. So, then I have a couple affirmations for you guys, as always, and then that will be it. Just quick pop in, check in with you guys before the new year. So, first off, I'm going to give my little overview of 2021. 2021 for me was all about maturing. I matured so much in 2021, it's unbelievable. So 2021 for me was really a low-key year, really stayed to myself, really stayed in the house, put it in that work behind closed doors, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically, getting myself prepared for 2022. But, you know, it was really like a big year of growth in all aspects of my life. So growth was the big thing for me this year. Growth, maturing, you know, gaining a different perspective, you know, a more awareness. That's what 2021 was for me. But, girl, thank you, 2021, for the growth. Thank you for the ground. You know, that was the groundwork, 2021. But, you know, I keep going back. 2022 is that year. You know, not saying it just because, you know, everybody say 2020 is my year. This, baby, I prayed on this one. 2022 is my year. For real. All gas, no brakes. That's my slogan. All gas, no brakes, 2022. I can't stop right now. I got to keep going, keep going, keep going. I got dreams to achieve. I got to go so hard for my kids and my family. I love to take care of people. I love to help the people I love out. So I got to go get this money, get all these resources and everything that will put me in position to be able to do that for my family. So 2022 is all about action. All gas, no brakes. That is what that is for me. That's all I want to do. I want to continue to grow. I want to continue to mature, continue to gain a more awareness. You know, I want to continue the same things that's going on this year, but continue to prevail in those aspects. But I also, it's all about action, 2022 for me. 22 is action. This year, I sat back. I did all the groundwork. I did the paperwork. I did all that. 2022 is like overdrive, you know, so I'm going hard 2022. So my goals, some of my goals are, you know, is to just go harder, you know, network more, put myself out there more, continue to grow all my business endeavors, continue to increase them financially. I want to continue to do things unfamiliar, new things. I want to continue to step outside of my comfort zone. I want to continue to set boundaries and healthy boundaries with people. I want, you know, 2022, I'm trying to be a better parent, be a better friend, be a better business partner, be a better business owner, be a better mother, a better sister, a better aunt, a better everything. All my relationships in my life, I want to be better. You know, like really, 2021 and 2022 is like me versus me. I got to outdo myself from this year. I have no choice. It's no choice. It's no more making excuses. It's no more self-sabotage. I really just told myself that we're done with this. And I don't care what we feel like, what's going on. We're going to get shit taken care of. Excuse my language, but stuff has to get taken care of. I can't sit around anymore. I have these things that I want, that I need, people I want to take care of. You know, I got to get to it. So that's what 2022 is for me. You know, for me to grow beautifully, the whole 2022 is what I'm trying to do. So, you know, as I stated before, you know, it's always good to take a look back over the year that's passed and see what you learned, see what you accomplished, you know, what you need to work on. You know, always reflect back over. So once you reflect back over and then you come back to that present moment, and then you can sit there and sit with what you've done the past year. And now you can sit and create your new goals for the future from, you know, removing things that didn't align with what you have going on. Maybe it's a goal you had at the beginning of the year, but now it doesn't align where you're going. So, you know, you get to refine your goals and add to them for the new year. So, you know, if you're a person who already have goals, please reflect back over them and then refine them and add to them and continue to reach those goals. For people who don't have any goals, I do have a little tool. I have the way that I create goals, and I'm going to share that with you guys today. So how I do it is I only do 3 to 5 goals at a time. I try not to have so many goals that it becomes overwhelming. So I tend to have 3 to 5 goals, and I'm a person that I don't do yearly goals. I have yearly goals. I have 5-year goals, but I break them down into 6-month goals. That is how I make my goals. I break them down into 6-month goals. So 3 to 5 goals for 6 months. So I come up with the 3 to 5 goals, and then for each goal, I break the goal down into steps. And once I break them down into steps, I break those steps down into more steps. Now that I've broken those steps all the way down, now I will get a calendar and I will plan what needs to be done for every day of the week for 6 months and stay consistent doing whatever it is that day. Even if you have to switch something with another day because you're too tired this day, you can only do the small task, you know. Just make sure you do something, one task a day. And once you get to that 6-month mark, you've made it so far, you know, and that excites you and it makes you want to continue to do it and continue to achieve those goals. So write those goals down, break them down into steps. And being a sensitive person, or if you're a person like me, I'm a big overthinker. So if I see one goal, I'm looking at it like my mind is going insane. How are we going to do that? What are we going to do that? What are we going to do? It's just going crazy. But when I write my goals down and I break them down into smaller tasks instead of this one big goal, it's easier for me to achieve. So I know every day I have to do at least one thing that contributes to one of my goals, or all of my goals, if you want, you know, one thing a piece for each goal, or however you want to do it. But for my personal thing, when I have goals, I tend to make them kind of relatable. So then things can get done kind of together. I kind of try to group different goals together when I do them. Like, oh, the first 6 months, I'm working on business only. And then the next 6 months, you know, that goal is for whatever else. You understand? That's kind of how I break them down. I have, and you know, life comes up. Life happens. You have to switch it. You have to switch it out, refine your goals sometimes. And that is okay. You know, as you grow, as you continue to grow and mature, you know, the way you look, your awareness change, your, you know, your perspective of things change. So your goals will change. So don't feel bad if you eventually get down the road 2-3 months and things have changed. Go in, refine those goals, refine those steps, and keep on pushing. Every day, the consistency of doing at least one thing that contributes to the success of your goals. The other tips I have will be the grounding tool from episode 2, A Sensitive Overthinker. You can go back and listen to that. It's at the end of that podcast, and get that grounding tool that I referred to then. And it gives you step by step in that podcast episode. Remember your deep breathing. You know, that will help you get centered, balanced for the new year. So, you know, constantly practice deep breathing and your grounding tool. So then you're training your mind and you're training your body that when things go wrong or something or some type of emotion or, you know, negative energy comes around you, then you can sit here and do the deep breathing. Your body's going to automatically start doing this to try to calm itself back down. So continue your grounding tools, continue your deep breathing. Try to fit in some downtime into your schedule just to give you time to balance, to give you time to center yourself. So find that downtime from 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, how much ever you can spare, but always try to take that downtime. Get plenty of rest, read, reading, research, and learning. You can never learn enough. Keep on learning. You know, that helps you, you know, spruce up your mind. Reading is exercise for the mind. So continue to read, gain knowledge. And I'm a big writer, so I give writing and journaling like a good coping skill, because that's my outlet is writing. I can write forever. I love writing. So journaling, and if you follow me on Instagram, when I post daily quotes, y'all know I always say to love yourself a little bit more each day. Do not forget to love yourself a little bit more each day. Every little bit counts. It adds up in the end. Love yourself a little bit more each day. Remember, going into the new year, we're setting healthy boundaries with people. No more people pleasing. No more settling. No. We setting healthy boundaries. And don't forget to have fun. That was so country. But don't forget to have fun. Have fun. Enjoy life. Life is not supposed to be so sad and depressing. You know, have fun. Go do things that you like. And if you don't have nobody to do it with, go by yourself. Go enjoy. Be your own best friend. Love yourself. Be your own company. I do it a lot. I love it. Focus on a positive. You know, I preach this all the time. Focus on a positive. Focus on the positive. Even when negative comes, find the positive in the situation. You'll feel much better. Life won't seem so screwed up sometimes. But yeah, look for the positive in everything if you can. Life will be so much more worth living when you find the positive in everything. I guess that's about it. That was the last one. Oh, your affirmations. So these are just some affirmations I've been using that I think are really great at this time. New beginnings, new year. The big one is, I believe in myself. I believe in myself. I believe in myself. I am thankful to my past self for bringing me this far. I am thankful for my past self for bringing me this far. I am thankful for my past self for bringing me this far. Those are the two affirmations for today. I believe in myself, and I am thankful to my past self for bringing me this far. Have to be grateful for your past self, because without your past self, you wouldn't be right here where you at. So embrace your sensitivity, my lovelies, and you all have an amazing new year. I will see you guys in the new year. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's episode, Flourishing 22. At the bottom of the description of this episode, there will be a link for voice messages. In those voice messages, you guys can leave what was your overall, your overview of 2021 and how you set goals for 2022. Thank you guys again so much for listening to today's episode, Flourishing 22. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Sensitively Flourishing, no G at the end of Flourishing Podcast. Thank you so much. Happy New Year. See you guys next week.